This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 8th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies and warm temperatures. The sun is shining over Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa, a pleasant day to be outside. Meanwhile, the evening is expected to remain mild. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah violated the ceasefire, launching a drone strike on an IDF force in southern Lebanon. That's according to YNET from earlier today. Also, I-24 News reported earlier this hour that Israel's response to the recent Hezbollah attack, which killed two IDF soldiers, is not yet complete. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that General Dan Kane is warning of potential failure against Iran and is seeking a strategic exit path. Separately, the Forward highlights dangerous denialism in American politics regarding the realities of Hamas, suggesting a moral collapse. And finally, in earlier reporting, an opinion piece from The Forward describes a concerning shift in American attitudes towards the Gaza conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. YNET Global posted earlier today that the U.S. expects a deal soon on the Strait of Hormuz as Iran and Oman advance talks. Washington is prepared to lift the blockade of Iranian ports once commercial terms are met. Yoni Mikaney, an Israeli commentator, posted that many Israelis find the idea of future concessions to Palestinians laughable, given polling data on recent events. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted that Ilhan Omar's association with Hassan Piker could be politically risky, despite his controversial views. Let's go deeper. Starting with the ceasefire violation, YNET reports that Hezbollah launched a drone targeting an IDF position in southern Lebanon. The IDF confirmed the attack but noted no casualties or damage occurred. This incident raises tensions in the already fragile ceasefire agreement. Turning to Israel's ongoing response, I-24 News reveals that the recent Hezbollah attack, which resulted in the deaths of two IDF soldiers, has not been fully addressed by Israeli forces. The military is considering further actions, suggesting a potential escalation in the region. Meanwhile, General Dan Kane, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, expressed concerns about the ongoing conflict with Iran. According to Israel Hayom, he believes the current strategy may lead to an unfavorable outcome and is exploring alternative approaches. This could shift U.S. policy in the Middle East. Separately, The Forward discusses a troubling trend in American politics. The piece argues that denialism about Hamas's actions reflects a deeper moral crisis. This evolving perspective could influence U.S. foreign policy and its stance towards the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, Keytech reports that founders are questioning whether the current market reflects a bubble. However, experts suggest focusing on the viability of business models rather than market stability. Separately, LL has doubled its second quarter profit despite challenges from Operation Roaring Lion, according to Globes. The airline reports a $126 million net profit and anticipates continued growth. And finally, Walla Business highlights a study ranking Tel Aviv as one of the most expensive cities for employers. Despite high costs, the city remains less beneficial for employees compared to other major cities. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.